Good morning. Welcome home to the archives here on WCLU. Normally, we take time to look at the South Central Kentucky Cultural Center collection of archival records. But today, we've got a special guest on the phone with us who will actually be at the South Central Kentucky Cultural Center coming up tomorrow night. Jerry Bransford, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I appreciate you joining me by phone this morning. You're going to come back home to Glasgow tomorrow night, is that right?
I'm coming back to my hometown of Glasgow tomorrow evening at 6:00 Central Standard Time to have a presentation at the Cultural Center.
And the Bering County Historical Society has monthly presentations on the last Thursday of each month, and it's always a good history program. Yours is especially exciting. I saw you, met you over at Mammoth Cave. You presented a couple of years ago over at the amphitheater there, and I thought it was just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm not sure if I met you or not, but thanks for your comment.
Well, there were a lot of folks you were talking to afterwards, and I think everyone was just thrilled. Now, your program is titled Jerry Bransford, The Slave Guides of Mammoth Cave, and you have some ancestry and history that sort of really impacted a lot of folks, really.
Yeah, we do. Growing up in Glasgow, Dad would tell us things about our family in Mammoth Cave, and I was always curious, you know, going to Mammoth Cave usually on Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, and Labor Day weekend was standard, and we would go up to where the homestead once was, where my daddy was born in 1914, and he lived there until he was about 21, when the government declared him a domain, and he and his family had to leave. So we would go up there, and he would tell us things about him running through the woods and where the cemetery is now and where the schoolhouse and church once was. So I developed a special connection to Mammoth Cave at a very young age.
Well, it's fascinating, and the connection with the mid 1800s history is just really amazing. When you look at some early people that really had an impact on the early exploration of Mammoth Cave, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a story that that it's impacted me, and I started my journey in 1975, so I would ask Daddy a lot of questions, and it just seems that there was so many things that seemed to have come together unexpectedly. I retired from a company 30 years, and some folks from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas was in the area, and they were heir to Thomas Bransford of Glasgow and Nashville, and they introduced themselves and had these slave record books, and by Annabelle Shoebanks, who was Bransford's sister. It just went on and on and on, and then after I retired, Joy Lyons, who was a co-ed and chief of program services at Mammoth Cave, found me through my father, David Bransford, and she asked me if I was interested in applying for a job and bringing the Bransfords back to Mammoth Cave after a 81-year absence.
Now that's just amazing. It's no wonder your path was directed toward a career at Mammoth Cave.
It was, you know, I've had a wonderful job with the big cooperation all through the years, but it was so fulfilling to actually be invited. There were things that I did know, but there were things about the story that I didn't know. And Joy Lyons, I can't say enough of her. She had to go from us a few years ago from Park City, and she was all these names in the criteria in the archives at Mammoth Cave National Park, and they were all said to be Stephen Bishop. And she was very curious who these black men were. She said, well, they can't be Stephen Bishop because records show that Stephen Bishop had been deceased for 70, 80 years. So she looked deeper, and we found out that a lot of these men were Bransfords.
Okay. Well, very, very important to local history, especially your family history.
Absolutely. And so I found out that we actually, most people of America probably came from Africa to America, but after becoming acquainted with the white breath of the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area, we highly suspect that we were servants of the old Bransford family of England, migrated to Alexandria, Virginia in 1790, and then on to Nashville, Tennessee, about 1795.
Wow, fascinating.
Yes, I find it very fascinating. So Thomas Bradford was a well-to-do farmer, slave owner, and he was in cahoots and business partner with Glengoyne of Glasgow. And this was, we know that the city park in Glasgow is named from Franklin Gorn.
Right.
So after the War of 1812, the cave was just sitting there dormant, and people had heard about it. They were coming from Europe and foreign countries, and Stephen Bishop was the original slave guide, and Franklin Gorn owned him, but he realized that Stephen Bishop couldn't possibly meet the demands of exploring the cave and guiding it. So he goes down to Nashville and talks to Thomas Bradford. And Thomas Bradford is actually my great-great-great-grandfather, because even though he was a married man, we know from the record book and the archives we found in Tennessee State Library that he fathered my great-great-grandfather from a little slap girl named Little Anna.
Wow.
And so when these boys were 15 and 17 years of age, Franklin Gorn of Glasgow approached Thomas Bradford to rent Nick and Matt, my great-great-grandfather and uncle, to come up to Mammoth Cave to help explore and chart it. And those boys were rented for $100 a year each. So, you know, we kind of look back at the time, the cost of living, he was getting about $5,000 a year each just to have those teenage slave boys up there at Mammoth Cave explore the guy in the cave.
Oh, wow. It's just great. This fits right in with America 250. We're celebrating 250 years in the United States. And
yes,
I think the programs for the Historical Society this year are going to relate to that in some way, as we appreciate our history. And yours is just fascinating. I encourage everyone to come out tomorrow night. It's at 6 o'clock at the Cultural Center. No admission. And, you know, when something's free and this good, I hope folks will take advantage of it.
Well, I sure hope so, because my dad's gone, and every one of that generation are gone, and before the last of the 13 children born up Flint Ridge, and my daddy was about a minute 13, and I told folks that I want to let America know what happened.
Right. Well, you know.
I'm not angry about anything. In that sort, I just want to let you know that there may be more to the story than you know.
Exactly, and we could always learn more, that's for sure. But we've got to go, but I want to touch on one thing, because as we were talking before this morning, I picked up on something. You were part of a historic class at Glasgow High School, and I just want you to share a little bit about that this morning.
We became Glasgow Scotties. L.J. Twyman, a man that we all admired, and I guess he kind of helped raise us at Ralph Bunch Colored School. I had my first 11 years at Ralph Bunch Colored School, and I remember the last assembly at Ralph Bunch School in May of 1964, and Professor Twyman, L.J. Twyman, said, "Boys and girls, we had kids from three different counties and more, some as far east as Tompkinsville to Ralph Bunch Colored School." But he had a final assembly, and he said, "Boys and girls," he says, "no longer going to be Ralph Bunch Blue Hawks." He says, "next year, you young people here will go up on the hill." And it was 11 of us in the junior class, and I remember the final assembly. We didn't have any formal closing ceremony, any of that. But he said to us, the powerful words, he says, "Now," he says, "I'll be looking in on you, you young people that are here." And he says, "Some of you, when you go to your respective schools, I'll probably never see you again." But he said, "Do well and remember what we taught you at Ralph Bunch. And remember, you'll always be Ralph Bunch Blue Hawks in your heart." And he said, finally, he says, "But wherever you go and whatever you do, never think you're better than anyone, but never allow anyone to convince you that you're lesser either." And he said, "Good luck and bless you."
Oh, my goodness. What words. To have the audio or a video of that would just be amazing. But I'm glad you've got a memory of that, because it's fascinating. It's fitting that we named our city hall after Luska J. Twyman, isn't it?
Incredible man. Powerful.
Yes.
He could laugh and have fun with you, but he wanted you to do the right thing. And he and those teachers at Rathbun School gave you everything they had to help you along the way.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning, Jerry Bransford. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. How about that?
Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you, sir.
Oh, Well, thank you, and I encourage everyone else to come out to the South Central Kentucky Cultural Center tomorrow night and see Jerry Bransford, the Slave Guides of Mammoth Cave. It's going to be a great program. You don't want to miss it.